is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it. It is a Tuesday. Glad to have you here. The Republican Intel Committee, the Republicans on the Intel Committee, I should say, from the House of Representatives have arrived at the conclusion that there was no collusion with Russia between the Trump campaign or with Democrats, for that matter. No collusion to be found anywhere. In the 2016 election, they interviewed 73 people. They've gone through more than 300,000 documents. And so there's just nothing here. Of course, Adam Schiff has gone nuts on this, but maybe it wasn't far to go. But I look back to 2016 and I think to myself, well, gosh, former President Barack Obama nailed it concerning Russian collusion back in mid-2016. I want you to hear what the former president had to say about collusion and rigging elections. Go.
There is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections. And so I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
Mm-hmm. No serious person out there thinks you could rig an American election. So apparently Adam Schiff's not a serious person, and neither are all these others. And I would happen to agree with that point of view. By the way, if you missed this yesterday, you want to hear something that's a little bit painful to listen to, but heck, why not? And my advice to Republicans is this. If you want to retain seats in Congress in 2018, if you want to win the White House again in 2020, if you want to do well in the elections across the country, both now in the midterms and the general election of 2020, there is one key thing you can do, and you should fund this. You should put together a PAC, and you should pay for this. Republicans, pay attention, because this is the gold standard winner. Put Hillary Clinton on an endless book tour. Put her out there. Put her in front of cameras and microphones and let that woman talk. There is no more clear-cut path to victory for Republicans than letting Hillary Clinton speak as often as possible to as many people as possible in front of as many cameras and microphones and everything as possible. Put her out there. You will win. Yesterday in India, you see, Hillary explained again why she lost the 2016 election. She explained that really wasn't her fault. It was James Comey's fault. But more importantly, was the fault of white women who are incapable of thinking for themselves, flat out incapable of making a proper decision without being told how to think by their husbands and their bosses and their sons. Just go ahead and listen. This is precious. This is classic Hillary yesterday.
What happened in my election is I was on the way to winning white women until former director of the FBI, Jim Comey, dropped that very ill-advised letter on October the 28th, and my numbers just went down and I heard a lot of anecdotal evidence about this. People have written about it. All of a sudden, you know, white women who were going to vote for me and frankly standing up to the men in their lives and the men in their workplaces were being told, she's going to jail. You know, you don't want to vote for her. You know, it's going to be terrible. You can't vote for that. So it stopped my momentum and it decreased my vote enough because I was winning, and I thought I had fought my way back in the 10 days from that letter until the election. I fell a little bit short. And so I think that it it was part of a historical trend that I was bucking, and then it collapsed on me.
If only white women could think for themselves. If only they couldn't be manipulated by their bosses and their husbands and the men in their lives. Being browbeaten and led around by their noses. If not for that, Hillary Clinton would be president. If not for the men bullying their women from all those different positions of power, whether it's being a spouse or a boss or a son or a boyfriend or whatever the case may be, if only those women could have thought for themselves, I'd be president. Of course, Jim Comey is also to be held to account. So I go back to what I was saying. I mean this. I go back to what I was saying. Republicans, listen to me. That little blurb right there has a lot of gems in it, ripe for the picking for television commercials 2018. Why don't you match that with our good friend, the former President Barack Obama, who again said, you can't rig an American. No, you wouldn't even know how to do that. And yet now people like Adam Schiff, even though the House Intel Committee has arrived at the conclusion there was no Russian meddling, not for the Democrats, not for the Republicans, not for anybody, not for Donald Trump, not for Hillary Clinton. The Russians, yeah, they had active measures. Yes, they messed around on Facebook and Twitter and social media. A lot of that money and time spent in places like Maryland. You know, and she didn't fall a little bit short, by the way. She fell massively short. Donald Trump got 306 electoral votes, I might add you. Remind you, Adam Schiff, however, man, is he fired up. He's angry because he says there's ample evidence of collusion. Really? Where is this collusion, Mr. Schiff? By ending its oversight role in the only authorized investigation in the House, the majority has placed the interests of protecting the president over protecting the country, and history will judge its actions harshly. Protecting the president from nobody. In fact, I issue a challenge to the world. Nobody can out-tweet Donald Trump. Not a Russian bot, not an army of Russian bots. Nobody can out-generate interest in Twitter. Nobody than Donald Trump. I don't care if you put the whole damn Russian government up against him. He's going to win. He's going to body slam Russia just like he body slammed that CNN deal on the media, on the video. You remember. Nobody can go up against Trump when it comes to social media. Those fat little fingers fly like lightning. Bring it. Bring it, I say. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. And don't forget to go to stevegruber.com. Get involved with the $1 million bracket challenge. You could win $1 million. Go to stevegruber.com. It's brought to you by Kentwood. Stevegruber.com. Win $1 million. Fill out the bracket. What have you got to lose? Plus, you can catch a chance to win a Wolverine water treatment system worth $4,000. It's all at stevegruber.com. It's like Christmas in March.